Welcome to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast, where we are empowering youth female athletes to play and live confidently. My name is Shay Hatto, and each week I will bring you new episodes to teach you the strategies and tools that you need in order to live a confident, empowered life, both on and off the playing field. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Alpha Girl Confidence Podcast. This is episode 214, and I'm your host, Shay Hatto. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of positive relationships. And specifically, we're going to be talking about what redwood trees can teach us about building positive relationships and the importance of those relationships. So the reason why I want to attribute the positive relationships to redwood trees is because I just had the opportunity to go visit the redwoods in Northern California. And it was just so incredible to be amongst these thousands of year old trees, 200, 300 feet, the biggest kind of living organism that you could probably find yourself standing next to. So it was pretty amazing. And one of the coolest things about redwoods is that the reason why they can live for so long, for thousands of years, is because of their root systems. So a lot of the time we think of, in order for, you know, a tree to survive, it has to have really, really deep, deep roots, right? And usually that's true. But what makes redwood special is that their roots are actually very shallow, but they extend hundreds of feet and interconnect with other redwood roots. So their roots are all tied together. They're all connected. And that is what makes them so powerful, so resilient, so strong in the face of fires, of floods, of crazy storms and winds. So it's pretty cool. And I wanted to bring this lesson here to the podcast today because it's such a valuable life lesson with the power of relationships, the power of forming really strong bonds in your life to help you to be successful, to help you to weather the storms in your life, right? Because the most powerful trees, they don't stand on their own. And there's so much we can learn about nature. And the thing is that in order for you to be the most successful, it's important that you also don't stand on your own, right? So it's the interconnectedness of other people that's going to help you to weather these storms. So the stronger support system you have, the easier it will be to weather those storms, whether that's an injury, whether it's being cut from a team, failing a test, feeling anxiety or depression, losing friendships, all that kind of stuff. And it'll also help you to support your friends and your family and your teammates and those as well. So now that we know the power of the redwood trees and how we can learn so much from them, I want to talk about how you can actually apply this into your life to build stronger relationships that will help you to, you know, better be successful in your career and your sport and your life and just, you know, have that support system to help you when life gets tough. So the first thing, obviously, is it's important to really foster the relationship, to build the strong relationship. So find people that truly care about you, that truly love you for you, and that want you to succeed. So I like to use this analogy, right? We want to find redwood friends, not crabs. Okay, and I'll tell the story of the crabs and what the heck that means. So redwood friends, right? What do those people actually look like? Number one, they love you for you. This is so incredibly important because a lot of times, especially in, you know, like teenage friendships and relationships, a lot of times people will just like you because you're trying to be somebody else, or they're like you who they think you are. Sorry, that was hard for me to say. So it's important to find people who love you for you, love all your weird quirks and your weirdness and all the real things about you, okay? They're people who really want you to succeed. So they lift you up, they don't tear you down, right? They also don't compare. So there's a difference between comparing and competing. So I'll use my best friend growing up, Shy, who, she probably won't listen to this, but Shy, she was my best friend since middle school. We played on every soccer team, every basketball team together. Every single time we played a sport, we would compete with each other. Like whether it was a board game, soccer, basketball, playing football in the yard, we would compete with each other. And the reason why we competed with each other is because we cared about each other. We wanted to make each other better. We didn't compare. We didn't tear each other down. We competed. So find friends that will make you better by competing with you right? Especially if it's like a teammate, but not friends that are going to compare you. Okay. Another one too is to find friends that'll support you in the tough times and vice versa. Friends that'll support you and friends that you can fully support, right? And then the other one is just find friends that really have your back. You know, like if they hear someone talking behind your back, do they have your back? Do they always have your back? Those are the redwood friends. Find those people. Okay. And then the crab friends on the other end. So the reason why they're called crab friends, I've told this story on some other podcasts in the past, but it's been a while. So what crabs do, okay? So if you were to put a bunch of crabs into a bucket, okay, let's say you put 40 crabs in a bucket, one of them, obviously, or a couple of them are going to try to climb out of the bucket to escape, to freedom, right? But what happens when you put crabs in a bucket is the other crabs will start to pull those ones down that are close to the top. So as soon as they're starting to see some success and some freedom, that's when they get pulled down. So crab friends are the ones that are pulling you down, that don't really want you to succeed. So here's what to look for specifically with crab friends that you can avoid and even let go of. So number one is they talk behind your back. They're talking behind your back. And I know if you're listening, you probably have friends like this. If that is the number one red flag, if you have a friend that's talking behind your back or agreeing with people that are talking behind your back, it's probably time to let them go. Okay. Another thing that we just talked about was comparison. If they are comparing themselves to you or to other people, probably not the best friends. Okay. They pull you down when you're succeeding. So the whole crab thing, maybe they're sabotaging you. Maybe it's, you know, it could be that they're talking behind your back or some other form of sabotage where they don't want you to succeed. I see this a lot with teams, right? Because you're competing for a spot, right? And so the crab teammates, crab friends are the ones who won't want you to succeed or won't want you to do well because they want your playing time, right? And I did that once in my career and I'm not proud of it. So I was a crab once and I admit it and I learned my lesson from it, right? So be very, very careful with those friends, okay? And then the last thing that makes someone a crab is when they have an agenda. So what I mean by that is they are your friend just to serve them. So maybe they're your friend because you have a really cool trampoline, or maybe they're your friend because you're friends with somebody else. And so they're using you to get something they want. Right? If they have an agenda other than they just love you, want to be your friend, they're a crab, let them go. So what I want you to do, okay, I want you to think of or write down some of your redwood friends, who in your circle, it can be friends outside of your sport, teammates, that kind of thing, family, write down your redwood friends, okay? Write them down, make sure that you know who they are, okay? And then number two is write down your crab friends. So write down those friends that talk behind your back, that have an agenda, that don't really want what's best for you, that are using you for whatever reason. Write them down. Because what I want you to do is I want you to let go of those crab friends. They are not serving you. They will not even be in your life for very long, and they shouldn't be in your life for very long. So let them go. I know this is really hard, but it's so important to kind of take an inventory of our great friends, of our redwood friends, and of our crab friends, and we got to let them go. We got to let the crab friends go so that we can make room for more amazing people in our life to support us. Okay, so once you find those redwood friends, once you've identified them, it's really, really important to foster the relationship. And not just foster the relationship, but foster it offline. So I know so many of you listening, you probably have a lot of your communication, your friendship is online. It's on Snapchat, it's on Instagram, it's on TikTok. That is a superficial way to foster a relationship. So I would really encourage you to foster that relationship offline. Be in each other's actual physical company, in their energy, okay? And really focus on supporting them how you want to be supported. So this isn't just a one-way friendship where they're going to support you when you need it, but no, it's where you're going to support them when you need it. Be their rock when they're down, and when you're down, ask for help. Use their strength when you need it, right? That's the power of the redwoods, is that they are there for each other when things get bad. So that's the whole purpose of having those positive, you know, relationships as friendship and friendships, because you're going to go through a lot of challenges in your life. You're going to go through big ones and small ones. And if you're standing alone, that's when the storm is going to blow you over and you're going to be out for the count. So it's so important to build these relationships, let go of the crab so that you can have a really strong root system, a really strong support system, where you feel comfortable and can be vulnerable with those people when you're struggling, so that you have that support, so that when the wind comes, when the storm comes, you're rooted, you're grounded. It doesn't mean that it's easy, but you have that support to keep you standing. All right. So I hope this episode was helpful for you, whether you like nature and like redwood trees or not. I hope you can take something out of this lesson and just the importance of having this strong support system. There's so much that you can learn from nature. And if it's in nature, it's probably a true law. So grab those friends, keep them close, let go of the crabs. And if you want even more support, if you want a powerful, empowering, inspiring community to help you with your confidence, to help you to be more strong and resilient and have more fun in your sport, then I invite you to check out our program, Beyond the Athlete, where we go deep into this stuff. We have such an awesome, strong support system with the girls in the program, where we go deep about confidence, mindset, building awesome relationships, leaderships, and how to just be physically and mentally and emotionally strong, resilient, and confident. All right, guys, thank you so much for checking out the episode, and share it with a friend. Keep those friends close, and I'll catch you next week.